spokeswoman Jamie Sammons says Narragansett Bay Commission scientists have always worked with expensive equipment to monitor and analyze water quality, but they've worked in small, cramped labs. The new spacious building scheduled to open this spring will include top-of-the-line technology that detects pollutants at finer resolutions.
In some cases, you know, it will save our ratepayers some money because we'll be able to see exactly what level any pollutants are at rather than assuming.
That higher level of analysis will allow the agency to be more precise with the amount of chemicals it uses to treat water. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.